advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Smooth as silk, really is.
The Kessler?
Yep, it's impressive.
You're still doing?
Yeah, well, I switched. I did tequila on the last one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's my first non-whiskey clank, I think.
Yeah. You finished the other bottle he had over there.
Yeah.
Suffer. No, I'm fine. Just thinking about
broccoli. You're not really.
Yeah, I am.
No,
trying to think
not.
What I'm going to cook for dinner.
You're not really.
I'm trying to think what's probably not
okay.
Thought out.
You're not okay.
I'm going to have a sweet potato, that's for sure.
We need some sort of health services for him.
Yes, we do.
Whatever.
Code for Dr. Maxis?
Something.
You don't even need a code. I won't remember this.
Won't. Absolutely
true.
Will not.
Yeah.
That bonus episode thing was fucking with me, though. Like, I don't know what's going on there. Oh, we did figure it out, though.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Like two seconds ago.
90 seconds ago.
No, you said there was
right
another number,
here.
Though, after that one.
Yeah, there is.
That's what you didn't figure it out either.
No.
No,
there's no other number. The last ones we did, we put out as actual episodes because they were, it was. Because
we messed up.
Yeah. You know,
the double episode thing. Yeah. We tried to do an episode we already knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's right. Shake your head at me, you son of a bitch.
So, but this is a bonus episode.
Well, it's not a regular episode, though.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, it's completely a regular episode. They've become regular.
They became regular? Yeah. When did that happen? I wasn't informed.
Just happened once.
Yeah, I didn't get the memo.
This is back to being a bonus episode.
Once is once. You know what I mean?
Indeed, I do.
What's different about this?
Nothing.
We didn't research a topic.
What's different about this?
We have no topic in mind.
Oh, so no topic in mind.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So if we came into it with a topic that we didn't study,
that's a different
episode.
Story.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a totally different
So since we don't have a topic.
This,
we
just have extra
study,
time. So we figured we'd give you guys
not really extra time. We're spending
extra time.
Our time.
We came an hour early today so that we could knock.
It's not extra time.
Yeah. Right.
It's time we don't have.
Yeah. To get a bonus going.
To make sure.
Yeah, we transfer time from Wednesday to now.
Right.
So
yeah.
Still not extra, I guess.
Yeah.
Still the same time. Yeah. We cut down on drive time.
Yeah, true.
This is how we used to do it. I don't like it.
I want to go back to mornings.
It is.
Oof, really?
Yeah, like 6 a.m.
Oh, nice.
Dare you. Let's do it. That'd just be fun for this.
Let's do it at 4 a.m. So
I'm
fine. Home by the time Vaughn wakes up.
I'm completely fine with that. I get up at that time. I got up at 5 yesterday to go to softball practice for my daughter. So
I get up at 5 tomorrow, 4:30 on Tuesday. I think I'm going to start getting up just at 4:30 on every day, though.
You should.
I'll go to the gym 30 minutes before.
It's better if you get up at the same time every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't fuck
my goal is to, like, I would like to wake up early so I could start writing again, but it's just fucking impossible with a baby.
Are you all awake though?
It is
at 4:30? Are you in writing
mode? It's not impossible with the baby. You just don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. Well, his sleep has just gotten shittier and shittier.
It is what it is.
Like I wake up, I'm waking up like once an hour.
Lay there and cry.
You have to let that happen a little bit.
That's up to you. Anyway.
Yeah.
Is that what he does though? He's just fussy?
He just wakes up all
wants
night.
Food. He wants food.
And then I wake up all night because I'm a light sleeper. So every single time.
You put him in the pen and throw a ball down.
Well, no, here's the thing. He wakes up all night and all he does is he wakes up, he'll do like a 2-second little cry yip.
You wake up.
And then he rolls over and goes back to sleep.
You wake up and you're
up. I'm fucking awake and I'm up for 30 minutes and then I fall asleep and 20 minutes later he does it again and I fucking
wake
up.
You never get the.
And it's like for a long time we would put him to bed at 8 and he would be fully asleep by like 8:30 and now it's like it takes fucking forever. I'm just completely fucking asleep.
You guys don't take turns? You don't get a partner in crime help you put back to sleep?
I was like 8 months into baby and wanted to kill myself. So, don't worry. I'll get over it sooner than later.
It takes its toll. Well, yeah, Eric is a bigger insomniac than I am, and he sleeps. He sleeps in my room, so I wake up whenever he wakes up.
Yeah, I had a horrible time. I had
just put him with the dogs, bro.
What's it? Is it called? Is it postpartum depression for men too? Mm-hmm. It's the same, right? Yeah, I had postpartum depression at the same time.
You did actually. That shit was sketchy. I was kind of worried about.
No, I really had it. I was worrying about myself.
Yeah, like, you said some shit. Yeah,
I had some thoughts that were not cool thoughts. Like. But me and my wife had it at the same time.
Yeah.
Like it was bad.
Yeah.
So,
My goal is in the next 6 months, maybe if he can start sleeping better through the night, so I can sleep better through the night.
It'll happen.
I would like to start. Cause I used to do that. I would wake up every morning at 5. I would take the dogs for a walk or go to the gym, depending on what era it was. And then I would come home and I would write for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then I would start.
How come you can't
just
get like an hour for yourself in the evening somehow? Like, you know, tag your it. I'm going to go write for an hour. I'm going to try pen to paper.
I can't say I can only. I'm infinitely more efficient at creative writing if I wake up and do it in the morning.
Wow.
By the evening,
you know what,
by the evening I'm tired. My brain is soft.
I honestly agree with you. In the morning, like when I hear like music, mm-hmm. I have lyrics in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're going, mm-hmm. going. I'm like, oh man, it makes me want to write.
Right.
And then I go home by the end of the day and I'm burnt out. And I still have those. I still can remember like some, like maybe a hook I wrote or whatever in my head on the way to work, like a couple minutes, I can write like fucking a lot in my head. By the time I'm done at work, I'm like, I don't want to do anything.
And here's the other thing.
I don't want to put pen to pad.
Actually, one of the lines from your songs is like, what's up at 7 a.m. in the morning? I'm up early writing verses, get the morning started.
Yeah.
That's actually a Brad line. And it's about you writing in the morning.
In the morning. Right. Yeah.
And one of the things for me, though, is it's like a long time ago, probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago, I took to heart a thing that one of my favorite authors, a guy named Vladimir Nabokov, said, sitting around waiting for your muse to strike is for amateurs.
Yeah.
Right.
And like I read it and it really fucked with me because it's like if you want to be a professional writer, you need to be able to write whenever. It's like you have a deadline. Yeah. You got shit to do. So
you
got
to be able
to
write. Yeah.
So it's like I can. I mean, I forced myself. I mean, writing textbooks, editing, whatever. I mean, I can write any fucking time as long as I'm not too tired, but I don't enjoy it.
Right.
When I write in the morning, it's like one of my favorite things to do in life. Like I get a cup of coffee. I sit down and I write and I fucking love it. And that's what I want. I'm not dying to create content. I could do that sleep deprived,
right.
But I want, I mean,
it's much better when you're not though.
Right. I just want to be
when you're not sleep deprived, the difference being is that you're into it.
Right.
Exactly. Like the emotions mm-hmm. there. So like when you're coming up with something,
just getting yourself to start doing like the whole pen to paper, like all those weird Patreon shout outs I did, it always came when I was just like, no one fucking talk to me. Ever leave me alone. I locked the door, come down here. Yeah. And then I would just put on headphones, put weird music on. And then I would just start fucking putting that pen on paper and writing whatever the fuck came out based off of whatever emotion that evoked. Yeah. It was like, I'm going to write.
The other thing is having
story.
The time to do it. You know,
I mean, the other thing is I'm doing textbooky shit right now.
Yeah.
And the textbooks make a lot more money than the novels, but there's no joy in writing. Them and they're just fucking churning out shit I don't care about.
Yeah. You should put Easter eggs in them.
Oh, you're right. Well, I actually kind of do. I have some WWE Easter eggs in the one I'm writing right now. There's little intros to each section about like a student who like has this particular problem and then the chapter discusses how to fix that problem and I'm making
I guess that'd be the
named after a different WWE person.
That would be the way you kind of make it more interesting to yourself.
Something,
like writing this shitty thing, how do I put like funny things in there that maybe
and like
only
you'll get like little
get.
In like sample sentences and it's like, you know, show you how a comma works and I need a sentence that shows that comma and I'll write some weird funny shit in there.
But comma chameleon.
That's like, exactly. So we are going to do, there's no topic. We're going to randomize some comments from randomlists.com. So we have, Brad's got dice. I've got randomlists.com.
I have silent dice.
I'm going to refresh it. You can confirm my refresh.
Okay. Is that,
Yep.
I can't confirm.
So we have no idea what the fuck is happening right now. Yeah.
Yeah, some good ones on here. So now we will roll 2d6 and we will discuss whatever topic comes up.
Five.
Funerals.
Funerals. Oof. I don't go to funerals.
I go to funerals, but I never go to the casket. Like if it's an open casket, I don't care if it's my mom, I'm not going up there because
it changes everything.
Yeah. There's one of my really good friends passed away and I didn't go.
Yeah.
My grandmother just passed away and I didn't go.
I feel like I could go to anyone's funeral and I would fucking cry.
Right.
Stuff hits you. Like people, like the sentimental stuff, you know what I mean? Like you're watching.
As soon as they play that video slideshow, it's over. Yeah, I don't even have to know the person.
I went to my wife's uncle's. He was older. It's her grandma's brother. I guess it's her uncle. Mm-hmm. And they were showing like his life, you know, the slideshow thing, you know? And immediately I look at it like my life.
Yeah.
And it's ending. Yeah. And like you're literally, I felt like I was dying.
Right.
Like when I watched it. And I was like, this is why I don't go to funerals.
Right.
Like I don't, you know, I'm gonna go, like my wife wants to go, I'm gonna go support her, whatever. But like I said, my grandmother, who's kind of estranged, like I hadn't talked to him in a long time.
Right.
They never even seen my grandkids really. No. She passed away. Yeah. Uh-huh. I went to her funeral. Obviously she was like my mom.
Right.
But, this one is on my dad's side. And
so you're a liar.
We kind of drifted apart, whatever, family issues, whatever. And I just couldn't bring myself to go. I was like, there's people there I don't want to see.
Right.
You know, I just don't want to go.
You're working on your Jeep.
No, and I just didn't want to go. And so I didn't go. And it doesn't bother me because I don't need the closure.
No,
I don't need knowing that, okay, they passed away. Like, what am I? I'm not talking to their casket. Right. I'm not talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have memories of
it's
my own.
Whole,
I don't
it's just
need,
a respect thing. It's a pay your
it's,
respect.
It's not but, really. I don't need to. Like, I don't know. It's not that
it's
way.
It's for you. It is for you.
Everybody deals with it in their own way. I'm on that one.
To me, it's not for me. If I go, for the most part, I don't go to funerals. I go to a funeral when someone attending the funeral
is someone you care about,
specifically needs me to be there for them.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's pretty rare because normally at a funeral, everybody
like I said, my wife,
right.
Like,
people are surrounded by family. They're surrounded by loved ones. They don't need me to fucking be there.
And
they're
the other
surrounded
thing is
by
like,
people who are
there you really,
them.
Are they really remember like at my grandma's funeral? I don't remember who was there.
Right.
I was upset. Right. I don't remember who was there, who wasn't there. You know
and
what I mean?
I will say I don't ever feel like I need the closure of going to a funeral.
Yeah, that's not.
But when Fuzzy died, when my dad died, and even more recently when my brother died and when we went in Thanksgiving and spread his ashes, like that ceremony.
That was the closure.
Drove it closed. Like the funeral ceremony for my father, we held for who we call my father's relatives, people we don't even fucking know,
right.
Like weird cousins and fucking uncles. And I've never
met
these people.
The hot chick from Sesame Street.
Right. Yeah. Maria. I've never met these people in my life, but they wanted to show up. So we were like, we'll throw this together because they want to do something. And
yeah, people like funerals.
Right.
Like
but surprisingly, the entire event did drive it home more and make it more closed for me than I thought. I don't feel like I need that when someone passes away, but I have it. Same thing with my brother. We went, we spread his ashes on Thanksgiving night on the beach. And like that moment really fucking cemented it. In that case, I really wanted to be there for my niece and my nephews.
Yeah. If there's someone that you need to be there for,
right.
It's
that's
perfect.
When I go.
I like feeling like they're still alive. Like I have friends that I haven't seen in a long time and
like
it almost feels the same with them. Like I just haven't seen them. They're not here anymore, but they're still alive. They're somewhere. They're living their life.
The
you know what I mean? And I'll see them again. You know what I mean? At some point, the funeral doesn't do it. It doesn't put it to closure for me. It doesn't do anything but make me feel worse about the situation.
Right.
So I don't want to go there. You know what I mean?
What about the little sandwiches though? Cause that's an important part
that's
of the funeral.
Not
that's
the funeral,
all post funeral.
That's post.
And you also
who's eating sandwiches in the funeral?
But here's
you're
the thing:
a dick.
Is
you
that
could
not
go
okay?
to. You
no,
could go
it's
to
not
the,
okay.
You can go to the post funeral, and just not go to the fucking funeral.
That's right.
Because the thing is, there's multiple funerals. There's like. There's the shit that goes on like at the church or wherever.
Uh-huh.
There's the graveside.
Yep.
And then there's the party after.
Yeah.
Or what I call the funeral.
It's a reception.
Yeah.
Like funeral.
A dick moves to show up and just eat the food, but
no, it's not. Everybody, that's the one thing you have to respect.
That's kind of
about
the only
people.
Place you see those pinwheel things too, where it's like they made a rolled up fucking like turkey burrito tortilla thing they cut.
With cream cheese in it or something.
Where do you see those? You see those at that fucking after funeral thing.
Yeah.
What
those
is
that? Those are like dead people's food.
I will agree with Brent that I do not ever want to look in the casket. Because it permanently retroactively changes.
My grandpa, when he passed, and this was a while ago now, they had an open casket thing for him.
Images in your
head. It was before the funeral, like, you know, there's the viewing or whatever the fuck they call it. And I went, and I was younger, and I went and looked at that shit. And I mean, I was in high school probably, you know. And
but here's
it's
the
not even
thing,
the person though. It's not the person.
Here's the thing. Like, I saw my father dead in the hospital a couple of hours after he died, maybe 2 hours after he died.
Yeah.
And I was one of the
people
who went in.
How long do they wait before they start fucking with stuff? 2 hours in the hospital after he died? He just keeps laying there?
I mean, what's he going to do?
I don't know. What's he going to do, go bad?
We
got to get them out of here. We got more people to move in.
He already had the bad blood.
No, they're pretty fucking slow about it because there's a hysterical family.
True.
You know, but I ended up being one of the ones to go in to say, yep, that's him. And I didn't want to fucking do it, but no one in the family wanted to do it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go do this. But it wasn't the same as seeing someone in a casket.
Right.
Like he wasn't all fucking propped up and dolled up and covered in makeup and fake. He didn't look like a fucking Barbie doll, fucking weird, shitty mannequin of himself. Yeah. It was just him dead on a table.
Hashtag no funeral filter.
Right. Yeah. That one didn't fuck me up. But
was he naked?
I see people.
Under the gown.
Under the gown.
Oh.
We're all naked under the gown.
Did you peek?
Yeah.
I mean, there are rumors,
peek.
Rumors for years.
But the other thing that I will say is the thing that is more important to me than the funeral when someone dies is their immediate family. Cause this, I didn't realize how big of a deal this would be for me until Fuzzy died. Like, people showed up and they didn't even say anything. Like, I got a text and someone just said, "Hey man, I put some food on your front porch."
Yeah.
And went out there and there was food and a couple of people texted me
the thought
and they just, the thought. They, yeah, but it's they not just, it's not just the thought. It well, was the food.
No, I know, but they were thinking about you though. They did something for
because like I was so fucked up. It was like, I'm not eating. I'm not thinking about food. And then when I would eat, I would feel so much better, but I wasn't going to cook in it. And it was like someone brought over like a casserole and two different people brought over gift cards for restaurants that were like right near my house.
They knew you weren't going to want to cook.
And
shit.
It was like, that made a huge fucking impact on me. It was like, oh, thank God. Now we're going to fucking eat something for the first time in 2 days. And like my blood sugar stabilized and I felt better. So now to me, that's important as well. If someone passes and I can, I'll try to get them a gift card or cook them some food or do something because I think that's a good thing to do. So should I refresh the menu or just keep going with this one?
Eight.
Keep going. Eight. Police.
Police.
Fuck them? No. I'm just kidding. It was just a song. Actually, they don't ever show up though when I need them, but I do respect
that's
that they do.
That's because you don't need them for important stuff.
I don't know, that fucking 40 guy with the fucking shards and shit. Pulling
you
his wiener
that
out.
Guy though. He didn't. You didn't tell me he had a gun.
Man,
you
no,
say you have a gun?
The other day there was a chick wearing a trash bag with the trash still in it.
Oh.
Half naked.
Well, I mean, how else would you wear it?
Yeah.
Making barricades in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
She set my alarm off at the shop at like 6 a.m. and I got a bunch of fucking calls from everyone. Russell, the sandwich guy, ran her off and she wouldn't leave our intersection. She was just screaming and hitting shit and beating on cars. And I
got me nervous about this hitting on cars and peeing on cars. So our cars are up there right now.
I called the police.
Fuck.
I got on Messenger and messaged our friend that's a dispatcher, actually, and messaged my friend that's a BPD officer that was on patrol, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever came.
That's because you messaged your friends.
No, like, I called the police. Like I went through the normal thing.
Your friends probably called the police when like, don't worry about it. This guy.
Yeah,
he'll forget about it in about 10 seconds. He'll
forget about what?
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. No, I mean, the day they saved my ass, thank you. But every time I've ever called, they don't show up down here. But that's because they're probably chasing some fucking other person wearing a trash
or
fucking
not,
shirt
or they're at the,
in Rosedale.
Or they're at Dunkin'.
No.
You know what I mean? They're at the 7-11.
That's a crazy fucking job for not a ton of money. Like those.
Yeah, they don't make a lot of money.
You got to roll up to the side of a car and you don't know if someone's going to shoot you all over a taillight. It's like, fuck.
Oh, I did. Matter of fact, Friday, we were in a parking lot and all of a sudden the cops, like these three cop cars pull in and they're following like this Camaro,
right?
And like a newer Camaro, it's gray, and they pull in, and all of a sudden I see him get out and guns drawn. And I was like,
oh shit.
Juicy. Damn. Yeah. Guns drawn in the parking lot. There's an in shape right there. And like, there's all kinds of people coming in from the gym and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and there's restaurants and all this stuff, you know, people are there eating. It's in the morning, you know, it's like probably 8:30 or so. And yeah, they got their guns drawn on this car, and all of a sudden you see a chick get out. She got her hands up, you know, got her walking backwards, all this stuff, emptying out her pockets, you know, this and that. And then they're still, the other guys at work, oh yeah, they got, you know, it was a chick, I guess, whatever. And I was like, no, they're still drawn on that car. Like somebody else is in there and they're not getting out. And I was like, oh shit. And there's like people like parking right next to them. Like literally, they have their guns drawn on this car that's parked. Yeah. Good parking spot. They park right next to him, get out of the fucking car. And they're like standing there looking at him. And I'm like, this is why people get shot and fucking hurt.
We had that happen right here.
Fucking idiots.
Like I went to walk out, like, I'll go get a sandwich. And I walked out the front door and there was 9 cops with guns drawn and shit. And they're like, back in the building. I was like, oh shit. And jumped back in the building. Yeah. But Walter, the mentally special guy, you know who I'm talking about? He dresses like Superman.
Yeah.
He fucking ran to the bathroom, completely changed into a Superman outfit and was standing over there with his fingernails and toenails painted and shit in a full fucking Superman pajama outfit. And he's like 70. He might be, actually he's 80 now. He's actually 82. And he was standing there like, sir, please go back. Please, sir. And he's like, what's going on over here? Like, and he's like, he thinks he's fucking Superman wearing an outfit. And there was 9 cops with guns out over whatever the fuck they're doing. That was a crazy fucking scene.
Yeah, that is a crazy fucking scene.
Yeah.
I will say this about cops. It's perhaps the greatest television show ever made.
Yeah.
You're right. Bad Boys.
Cops. Hawaii 5-0. Best fucking. No, Cops.
No, Cops.
Yeah. Bad Boys. Fucking.
Yeah.
That show, I could, like, if there was.
I have a man running in boots, dressed in a leopard dress in my head.
Yeah.
He was a trucker, as a matter of fact. Yep. He was a trucker. He had boots on. He had a leopard dress on and running across the street, and the cops chasing him down. That image is forever in my head.
Yep. Is Cops still
on? Will not go away.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh,
really? I mean, if there was a Cops TV network
that they need
24 hours a day
They
showed Cops, I would get cable again.
They need Bakersfield Cops, like, because the shit goes down here.
There's been
a couple that have been on.
There have.
There was one where they had a foot race with a guy chased him past the Wiener Schnitzel on Ming, and he ran past. Now it's the pet store or whatever, and he hopped that wall into the neighborhood, and the fucking helicopter was chasing
one of my buddies from high school came by, and he's like, this has a canine unit, and he was standing here in the studio, and all of a sudden his radio went off, and it was like, there's a man with a samurai sword on the corner of like F and fucking 18th or some shit. He's like, all right, you guys hear gunshots, that was me, I'll be right back. Shoot somebody. Yeah. Got in the car. I was like, wow, what a crazy life that he's off to do that and has a gun on his side to chase a man with a samurai sword.
I just fucking love that show.
Yeah.
The show is timeless. Like, you could watch one from the first season in like 1987.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's the same fucking method. Dude with the mullet.
Yeah.
He's wearing the same fucking Steely Dan t-shirt.
It's 2017 is no different than 1989.
At all. Cops look exactly the same. Yeah. They have the same outfit. They have the same fucking mustache. Like,
You seen Step Brothers?
Yeah.
That part was like, did you touch my drums? He's like, I didn't touch your drums. He's like, why are you so sweaty? He's like, I was watching Cops.
I never saw Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Step Brothers is so good.
And then he interrupts him watching Cops because he goes in and plays his drums and he puts his balls on his drums.
And people have told me that
Step Brothers?
I haven't seen Step Brothers.
Dude,
that's such a funny movie.
Oh, my God.
I heard that new Sherlock one was not good.
I've heard it's a fucking dog. Yeah.
But Step Brothers is fucking golden. Yeah. It's so good.
Here we go. We're going with 11.
11. Books.
Go ahead, Dave.
Books.
I like them. I read them. No, I am doing better with my reading though. I've read 2 books. I did the Art of War, and then I did the E-Myth, and then the next one I was doing was another business one, but I think I'm going to throw it aside and do the stand-up
business
one.
Ones are really boring.
The first business one I was all about. The other one is how to make friends and influence people, and I was like, I fucking think I wrote that book. I don't need it.
Right.
Like, I'm going to read this other thing. I think I'm going to read the stand-up one. Stand-up comedy. Yeah. So I think I'm going to finally force myself to read that book.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that'd be good. There was a guy on America's Got Talent that's I think he won Britain's Got Talent or something like that, but he speaks through the machine.
I saw that guy.
He's a comedian. And he has cerebral palsy.
It's a young kid though, right?
No, he's older.
Oh, there's another one. It's a young kid.
And he speaks to, you might have seen him when he was young or something. He's aged a lot or something.
But no, this kid's pretty young. It was about, oh, you know who it was? It wasn't a young kid. It's one of our fucking fans sent me a TED Talk. I need to find that. And if that you're guy, listening to this, Stan, resend that to me.
There's been some people with a guy with a stutter. You know what I mean? Like all this stuff with the stand-up comedian. I know it went off the books, but I was like, man, that's like crazy to think that we're afraid to go do something. Not even necessarily stand
up up there,
but we're afraid to go do something. And you have these motherfuckers, dude, that are just
knocking it out.
They put it out there.
Yep.
Not even necessarily knocking it out, but just doing it.
They're doing
like,
it.
They're going and doing it. Getting, you know, like I was like, ah, no fucking excuses at all. You know what I mean?
Try 10
like,
pages a night. You can do it.
No.
Do it.
I can't. I don't know.
You can though.
No.
You know you can read 10 pages.
Though. I know. No, I could, but.
To me, it's do you want to? It's like I know a lot of people.
I got that problem, dude. The I don't want to get into it and I wasted my time. Like I really, I have a hard time watching TV because of that. Like I feel like I have so much other shit to do.
It's that's what I'm saying. There it's and when you nothing. Get in bed, it was when you were going to get in bed anyway, right? Then you just grab the book off your nightstand and try to read 10 pages and then go to sleep. Because you were getting in bed anyway. Shit was done. It was like you were going to like.
Yeah. But if it's already late, though, that's the thing. Like, it's already late. I need to go to sleep. Like,
it's 10 pages.
See, but I got to say, to me, that sounds horrible.
It's like
10 pages?
Like, no, just like forcing myself to read something before I go to bed.
I think that's kind of what it is.
I end up enjoying it, though. It was just doing it. You know what I mean? It was like, man, I don't have time. And you lay down, you're like, okay. And then I'm like, I don't really stop at 10 pages. You know what I mean? I started reading and then I'm like, okay, I'm finally tired. That's when I'm going to go to sleep. But just telling yourself you only have to do 10 pages. And if you set that goal, you're going to end up with 300 pages.
Because for me, my ultimate day, I mean, I already talked about the writing scenario, but my ultimate day would be, I would get up, get some exercise, write for an hour or two, eat breakfast, get another cup of coffee, and then sit outside.
Snort a line of Coke, shot of whiskey. Yeah,
sit outside when the weather is nice with my dogs and then read for like 2 hours.
That's because you like to read.
Exactly.
Like, that's
but
like
I mean, that would be like... And then like my truly ideal day is actually after I read for a little while, do something else, and then write a little bit more, and then do something else, and then read a little bit more, and then just like
true.
String it on.
I have like ADD too, or whatever the fuck
I know
it is.
Going into those two books, I was going to like those books though, and so I was okay. But at the end of that second business book, there was some shit that I was like, ugh, I don't want to read this, but I'm so close. I have 20 pages left, and it was some bullshit that I didn't really care about. And I was like, cover to cover, I'm going to read the foreword, I'm going to read all this shit, and I didn't want to do it, so it was tough. But when it's something you want to read... You know?
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you don't know what you want to read.
Yeah,
you know,
like I did with Lord of the Rings because I went and watched The Hobbit. And then I was like, fuck, I want to know what happens next. And I started reading, Return of the King. What is it? Two Towers?
Fellowship of the Ring.
Fellowship. Oh, Hobbit. Yeah, it was Fellowship and then Two Towers and then Return of the King.
Right.
So, I fucking couldn't quit reading it. Like, I just could not stop. And I read all the way through that shit.
Rough.
I didn't have to do anything though. It was, we were at work and it was me and Steve and we're just like up in the racks and shit.
Yeah.
Like you didn't have anything to do. So I had downtime and I couldn't do anything. I was like in Tipton or some shit. You know what I mean? I was in some pixely little hut where we had to stay there for 8 hours and do nothing.
Right.
Like maybe we could walk to some weird little liquor store and buy some Doritos and string cheese. It was like, there was fucking nothing to do.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New topic.
Sure.
I refreshed the list, so if we have the same number, it won't matter.
Six.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoplasty.
Did you know that a rhinoceros horn is actually a giant hair follicle?
Yeah, it's like a fingernail.
It's crazy. It's like
I think all horns are, aren't they?
Pretty crazy.
Wouldn't that be all horns? All.
I just know I don't really have much to say about a rhinoceros, except Ace Ventura.
How about them? How about them getting fucked up, dude? How about they kill a whole fucking rhino over that horn because they think it gives you a boner? That's some fucked up shit.
It does.
That is.
Does it?
Yeah. If you stick it through the back into the front, it gives you the fucking most wicked. Gives you a fucking wicked boner, dude. Yeah.
That's all we got on rhinos, huh?
Yeah. Not much to say about rhinos.
No, he's forcing it.
Robo boner.
Yeah.
Another number.
That was a horrible topic. Somebody's gonna get mad.
There was so much we could have saved the rhinos.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Dave didn't have some mistreatment of rhino fucking shit.
Five.
They get fucking mistreated. Everything does. They all fucking get shot and killed because humans are evil. Five is breweries.
Breweries.
Not a beer guy.
I'm not a beer guy.
But you always go to Lengthwise, which is a brewery. That's,
yeah, and I don't get beer. I get a fucking water or an iced tea, and I just eat. It's like my chance to eat some food I shouldn't be eating. I get a burger and
it's
fries.
It's like he drives to Lengthwise because it's like going out of town for him. That's right. All it is. You know, right. I like microbreweries. My favorite is Gordon Birch. So we were in San Jose, and it was walking around, and we're like, oh, there's a little microbrewery right here. Like I didn't really even know what it was, and we went in and looked at the menu, and I was like, oh shit, it looks good. They got Kobe beef hamburgers, they got pizza, they got all kinds of shit. And my wife got a pizza, like a pepperoni, personal pepperoni pizza, and I got a Kobe beef bacon cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. It was fucking delicious. The fries were delicious. The salad was delicious. And then my wife's pizza was fucking delicious. Like the food was just like
right. Tell me how you really feel,
dude. It was fucking good, right? Yeah. So then I was like, oh, fuck. We're in Vegas. They have one in fucking Vegas. Like, sweet. Guess what? It's fucking good.
It was good?
Yeah, it's fucking good. So, like, yeah, we go
been,
there.
I've Gordon been to good. One in LA, and I've been to one in DC, and the food was really good.
Yeah.
And I will say this about Gordon Biersch.
Birsch.
Biersch. When I was going to,
I don't know.
When I was going to DC all the time for research, like it was really fucking expensive because I would have to take, it was like pre Uber and I have to take taxis everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was fucking expensive because it's like, it's a walking town. But at the end of the day, I was so fucking tired of walking all fucking day.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine from high school lived there and I'd be like, hey, let's meet up here and whatever. So I got in a taxi and it also took forever because it was pre Uber. So I take a taxi, get there, fucking, you know,
it's pre-Uber.
Give him $18 to fucking get to the dinner, some shit. And then I got in there. And then like, the whole time I was there, he was like, why'd you take a taxi? You need to take the Metro. Like, it's all about the fucking subway. Like, that's how DC, that's how DC runs. And I'm like, I have never been on a subway in my fucking life.
Yeah.
I have no fucking idea how to read that map. I have no fucking idea where I'm going. I'm going to be lost as fuck.
Kind of overwhelming.
And I'm
going
to have to fucking call a goddamn taxi anyway in some sketchy fucking murder capital of America neighborhood.
I did get like, off. We got off at the wrong exit in Chicago. And I was like, oh, fuck. We're still like fucking 5 miles away or something. Because it looked closer on the map than it really was.
Right.
You know?
But here's the thing. Gordon Biersch changed my life because I don't drink often.
Yeah.
Like I especially don't drink at dinner, but I was just catching up with my friend. He kept buying me beers, like big, tall fucking beers. Mm-hmm. I probably drank one beer too many.
Yeah.
And then as I was getting ready to hail a cab, he was like, no, fuck it. Come on. I'm going to show you how to take the subway. And I was like, that's a great fucking idea.
Which it was.
Oh, and we walked out. He showed me how to read the map because I was fucking tipsy enough that I didn't give a shit. He showed me exactly how to read the map, exactly what my stop was.
Yeah.
I paid like $1.25, got on the fucking train.
Ticket.
I was out in like 5 minutes instead of like 40 minutes stuck in traffic. It's just like zoop underground, get out, there's the hotel, and like life changed forever. If I'm in a fucking foreign town, I'll look at the map, I'll figure it out.
I got in trouble in Chicago right away. Like I bought the ticket and I was like putting in a thing, it didn't turn green. I was like slip, everyone went ahead of me. I was like, my shit's not working, I just bought this. It's like putting it in, not turning green.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, hopped it because I'm good.
Yeah.
I paid for it.
Right.
Boom, chick came out of nowhere, dude. And she's like, excuse me, sir, can you come here real quick? And she's like, why did you just hop that? I was like, my shit wouldn't work. She's like, yeah, but why'd you hop over it if it did? I was like, I legit bought it. I mean, I bought it, it doesn't work. And she like looked at it, she's like, oh, okay. I was like, fuck, I'm gonna get in trouble.
Yeah.
I was afraid Ninja Turtles were gonna come get me.
And the weird thing in Portland is you buy a ticket in Portland and you only need the ticket if there happens to be someone on that particular subway car collecting tickets. Like you just buy it. And if you don't have it, it's like some crazy fucking fine that you have to pay.
It's enforced by fear.
It's like you just buy the ticket and then you're covered for X amount of hours.
But if you tell them you don't have a wallet, my name's fucking Bill Burr. You know what I mean? Like, I don't keep an ID.
But it is officially cops.
Right.
Like, they are police officers that give you a fucking citation.
I used to do that
citation.
All the time. I was telling somebody I got helmet tickets and jaywalking
Maybe
tickets.
Maybe they would arrest you.
Fucking,
I have no idea. It's just weird that I'm buying a ticket. And, like, it's not like I have extensive travel time up there, but I've been on that thing plenty of fucking times. I've never even seen anyone need a ticket.
When I was off riding trains across Europe, it was weird. If they asked for your ticket, if you had your, like, I would go to pull the ticket out. We had like these fanny pack fucking things.
Uh-huh.
And when I would go to pull my ticket out, like my passport would show out of the corner and they would just like hold up their hand and no thanks and walk on by. Like we were American, didn't check our ticket, walked by. I was like, what the fuck is that about?
Because they know you're a pussy and you bought a ticket.
Right.
I guess.
That's what it was. I've heard the BART, the New York subway was cool till you get into a bad part of New York.
Right.
the Bart in San Francisco.
I promise you, pretty sweet. I guess we did see it on the way back. Like on the way in at the Chicago meetup, it was fucking late at night. And I was just sitting there wondering, what shithole are we powering through right now? Yeah.
It really wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad.
On the way back when I was looking at it.
I like how beer became Subway.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Gordon Burge.
Yeah, the topic.
Anyway, that's it.
Okay. So. Should we do one more topic?
I'm done.
Okay.
done?
Yes.
All right. I know that we're not obligated, but thank you to Elliot Kateko, Jimmy D's Tees, Printer Cheap, Digital Creations. Go listen to Just the Worst and Project Reclamation. Yeah. There you go. Boom. Got that shit in.
Bonus episode, biatches.
Done.
And I'm going to try to be on social media more. I just haven't been because I've been sleepless in Seattle.
Hmm. You wish you were sleepless in Seattle.
It'll happen sooner or later.
It's always raining in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Never rains in Southern California.
Mm-mm. It hailed today. Fucking came down.
Here?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
I was locked in here.
My fucking poor little dog was in the backyard instead of hailing. She's like, oh, like up against the wall. Like I was like, oh, she's getting fucked up. I got pretty decent sized eaves though, you know, right. So she was able to get under there, but it was like coming at an angle. And I was like, go ahead and let the dogs in. And like she had to walk out and fucked her up good. But you probably bounced off her first. She's all right. Anyway, is that it?
Yep.
All right. Don't be retarded.
I really ain't got nothing else to say about that shit. Long as them niggas stay over there, we good. I'ma treat it way different this time. I understand your whole game plan is different than mine. I really left at 17, I couldn't live with my moms. Came a pops at 18, I had to get on my grind. You was low in YouTube clips, I was low in clips in my dime. You was acting like a bitch, I kept a bitch on my line. Now them hoes like a batting coach want me to hit all the time. I invest my own money to just stay rich all the time. See you niggas square as SpongeBob, don't holler when you see me. Really started from the bottom, now it's bottoms and bikinis. Why they wanna see me fall, just trying to ball like Scalabrini. Ain't no reason for me leaving till my whole city eating. If you talk about that money, it keep them bitches on your penis. But I chose a different route and now I'm mentioned as a genius. Y'all taking it way too far, never living what you speaking. And I made it way too far for a nigga that never cheated. What's the reason? Motherfucking reason. I know. Cause I've never been the thug type. Never sold no drugs type. I just wanna spread them good ass vibes. We here to love life. Your girl told me I look good. And she heard her fuck nice. Living like your last, we making up for all them tough nights. Rumbles in the alley, ashy knuckles and some scuff nights. Bag of Cheeto flames in the Faygo with the crushed ice. Winning all or nothing got me buzzing like a Bud Light. I did it all myself just to make sure that shit got done right. Had the whole plan and now it's time to bring the knowledge to it. Anything I want, I bag. Sleep deprived college student. I'm a star, she probably knew it. Now she bout to Majin Buu it. Understand we ain't have a plan B. I gotta do it. What's the motherfucking reason? I know. Cause we believed it. Yeah. Cause we believed it. And that's the motherfucking reason. Bitch. Vasi.